A lighter note, welcoming everybody. We have missed one another. We have not been seeing one another since November. And I can see we are all bright and lovely. That means we took care of ourselves. And and I know we never stopped working. We worked because we are in a sector that does not have a luxury for holiday. But obviously we had some few days with our families. Some of us can open up a ECD. Honorable Ngonzi, the chair is there. Please. So we are, we've got only one item that's welcoming everybody, and we have got some. I hope everybody do have copies of the documents for the meeting in Bali, because Honorable Ngonzo was rambling. I'm sure he is missing something. Can you please sort him out? I'm of the understanding that we are all aware that we are dealing with the matter that came in front of the committee. We followed all the processes in terms of the amendment. We tabled that in the House. It went to the NCOP. The NCOP followed its processes. And we're here because there are some there are areas where the NCOP is amending, is rejecting. So that is why we are here, because rules are allowing us to again to go through this process and agree as the committee on what then we would, after we have then been taken through, we will then deliberate and indicate as the committee what is then our view on the matter. Having said that, honourable members, nobody has got a thermometer here, even a portable one.
No,
I nearly fell again outside, and I could feel my heart is, but it's fine. I'll take coffee and I think I will be okay.
Coffee?
With what must I take? Okay, I'll take what?
Even better.
We will we'll do the normal that we do, the introduction. And I'm Lindelwa Dunja. I'm the chair of the Portfolio Committee on Health. Next to me is Yokas Machalamba, who's the secretary. On the far left is Ms. Lengesi, who's the secretary to the Study Group of the Afghanistan Congress. Next to her is Mbali, who's the secretary assistant. Next to Mbali is Lindo Gosha, our content advisor. She's no more tiny. I don't know what she has said. I can see. Next to her is Moses, who is part of the research team. At the extreme, at the back is Zubair, who is our researcher. I will then allow honorable members to introduce themselves, and after that it will then be, Ms. Lotus, who's our legal, Papla is the name, who's our legal advisor. Then we will hand over to members to introduce themselves, then to the department. On my right is Asanda, who is the research of the study group, the research of the study group of the African National Congress, and at the back is Mrs. Mkhalipi, the secretary to the office of the chair. I'll hand over to honorable members. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. My name is A.M. Sheikh Imam, member of the committee.
Good day, everybody. My name is Fushma Saleh.
Okay, so Dr. Thembe Kwayo, good day, member of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning. Not in that myself or myself.
Morning, Chair. My name is Mule Longonzo, a member of this committee.
Good day. I'm Donald W.B. Mapam, a member of this committee. Okay.
Good morning, all. My name is Lindy Wilson. I'm a member of this portfolio committee.
Good morning, Chair. Frank Makua, Minister of Health.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Cindy Lesodal from National Department of Health.
Morning, all. Nasiba Mohammed, NHLS.
Morning. My name is Misoti Mshwana from the Department of Health.
My name is Eric Buch. I'm the chairperson of the board of the NHLS. Maybe I should say that you're used to Dr. Chetty coming on the bill, but she's away on official business, so we delegated upwards to the chair instead of downwards. Definitely.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Malibona Precious Matuso, as the CEO of Health.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Khoroto Mwabelo, National Department of Health.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yang Apokoni, and I'm from Monitor from PNG.
Moloni, Lingu Kawekas Kasamba, Department of Health. Well, thank you very much, honorable members, and the chair of the board of NHLS. We have got few apologies. Honorable Adams, who is held up in a province, Honorable Kopana, unable to attend due to prior arrangements, Honorable Lungiswa James, unable to attend due to family challenges. Those are the apologies in front of us. I will then hand over to Ms. Lutz to take us through. I will appreciate then in you taking us through, because it's a couple of documents, just to assist us in putting them in a sequence that would make things easier for honorable members.
Thank you, honorable chairperson. Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Best wishes for 2019. Chair, with your permission then, I will be speaking to the D bill, which is the final bill version that we worked on in the NCOP, and the amendments that are reflected in the text of the D bill is highlighted in the C list. So you'll see a shorter document that has a clause 3 and on page 3 with that, and then but that all will be reflected, and I will highlight that in the D bill for through you, Chair, for the members' consideration. Chair, just for guidance, would you like me to go through all six the amended clauses at once, or should I pause at every clause?
Can I check from honourable members how would you all six, or are you agreeing, all six? Okay. All six.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, then, with permission, the First Amendment of the NCOP, following its mandate process, with 8 of the 9 provinces presenting final mandates. The first amendment that came from that is clause 3. On page 3, in line 21, the select committee added, where it just said provide training for health and science education, it now says provide and support training for health science education. So as the select committee inserted that extra element of obligation, not just to provide, but to provide and support when it comes to the objects of the service. Then in clause 4, it was a technical cleanup because clause 4 speaks to section 5 of the Principal Act, which deals with functions, powers, and duties of the service. And in that, it still made reference just to a technicons. And throughout the legislation and through previous amendments, technicons has, as a term, been replaced by universities of technology. So just to align the amended text with other pieces of legislation that refer to that entity, the select committee then replaced technicons of universities of technology in clause 4 on page 3. That then was a technical amendment, Chair. In clause 5, there was a substantive amendment. The provinces with regard to the composition of the board felt that there needed to be provincial representation, and they then inserted a sub F that says in addition to everybody else that has representation on the board, there would be 3 members, each representing a cluster of 3 provinces that must be prescribed based on demographics, access to laboratory services and laboratory service distribution, and who must be nominated on a rotational basis by the respective provinces in the prescribed manner. In the prescribed manner, then making it possible for that manner to be dealt with in regulations, but the provincial mandates wanted there to be some sort of provincial representation, and they thought it best to be on a rotational basis. So that then was a substantial amendment, Chair. Then on clause 6, the select committee, where the portfolio committee in the Beagle had that criteria of appropriate laboratory professionals being appointed as an appointment criteria removed, saying that it shouldn't just be limited to appropriate laboratory professionals. The select committee thought it best that the minister's appointment and consultation be done with the purpose of assuring that there be appropriate laboratory professionals, and they then moved for that deletion to be reinserted, to be retained. And then because Section 8 of the Principal Act at that stage was open, the select committee also looked at sub-clause 4 that reads, the members of the board may hold office for a period of at least 3 years, as the minister may determine at the time of appointment, but must be eligible for reappointment. And the select committee then added which reappointment must not be more than once to ensure that somebody doesn't have to stay and don't stay, but they can be reappointed once, but then it's done. So that was a safeguard that the select committee thought good to add while the clause was open, or while that section was open through clause 6. Then in clause 9, But on that same line of thought, with dealing with the dissolution of the board, the select committee thought it wise to add that the appointment is subject to persons who were members of the dissolution of the board. So if the minister at any stage uses 10A, the newly inserted 10A, to dissolve the board, then everybody goes, because you don't just take one person out, you remove the board. This subsection would then allow for persons who were members of that dissolved board to come back, but it can't be more than 6 of those members. So if those members maybe weren't key to the board being non-functional or not working, and for institutional memory, if that is necessary, then a maximum of 6 of the board members from the dissolved board can come back. that's then also being read with the just mentioned no more than once. So that safeguard read of this one as a additional step. And then Chair, also linked to 10A, the Principal Act in Section 25 deals with proceedings by the Minister for non-compliance of the Act by the service. And that then allowed for the Minister, when the service fails to meet one of the requirements of the Act, to give written notice to the service to say you're not doing X, Y, and Z. And if they then don't do that, to take it further into a legal process. Where 10A gives the Minister the power, if the board is or the service is non-functioning, to remove the board and to take those steps. Initially, when the bill was tabled, and my colleagues from the department can assist me if I'm misrepresenting this, it was stated that 25 now is redundant because 10A gives the Minister certain powers to manage anything that is non-functioning in the service. The Select Committee thought that that was not completely the scope of 25, that 25 added something else and that sort of needs to be retained. Why 10A deals with the dissolution of the board, 25 allows, or Section 25 in the Principal Act then allows the Minister to give written notice. So they thought those were two separate things that could be complementary rather than cancelling each other out. So they rejected the deletion of Section 25 of the Principal Act through the bill. Chair, that is the conclusion of the recap of the proposed or the amendments brought in by the Select Committee through their final mandate, as reflected in the D-Bill.
Thank you, honourable members. That is the presentation. Any take? I see honourable Wilson. It's honourable Wilson. For now, honourable Wilson.
It's a comment as opposed to the only problem I have, and in principle I'm happy with the changes as they are. The only problem I had, let me just get there, is the clause 5 on the first page. The addition of 3 members, each representing a cluster of 3 provinces that must be prescribed. And my concern is must be nominated on a rotational basis by the respective provinces in the prescribed manner. I have a problem with the rotational basis. Number one, what is the rotational basis? And number two, are we not running the risk of lack of continuity? If you keep changing your board members, you're losing institutional knowledge, or somebody who's been involved in one thing, you're now changing to new members of the board who are not part of an initial process, whatever that process might be. I'm concerned about a lack of continuity there.
No, thanks very much, Chair. We welcome the presentation and the amendment that is done by the select to the NCOP with some reservation in any way. One reservation is the whole question of the provincial representation. Fundamentally politically it doesn't make sense to some of us. It might legally make sense, but politically doesn't make sense. That's one area that we are worried about, because this is a national body, it's not a provincial federal body. And therefore this issue of trying to federalize South Africa, a problem, because once you take that route, it means all the boards must then have provincial representation, and I don't think it's appropriate politically. Legally might be correct, but politically it doesn't make sense. Secondly, the rotational basis, is it? It's not very clear how do you rotate. Is it annual rotational? Is it term-based rotational? How do you define that rotational system? And the clustering, who's going to do it? And who to be clustered with who? It seems to be very difficult to implement it. It will be a nightmare to implement it. But we won't have a fundamental problem with it, because at least for now the board is able to be reconstituted even if the three are not there. It can still reconstitute and correct and do its work, as opposed to the current arrangement, where you've got 9 representations, which makes it impossible. So if the provinces, they drag their feet, and this rotational base is not properly clarified, it doesn't mean that the minister can be held at ransom and not constitute a board. But the rationale behind it, I don't understand. And then the second issue is we don't have a problem with, but the problem that we have is the prescription on the representation by the organized labor. Because you are prescribing to them on who they must bring to the board. I don't think it's correct, because you are saying they must bring somebody with the laboratory professionals. So if they feel the board, if the labor, organized labor, feels that no, the problem with NHLS is corporate governance, they can't bring somebody. If they feel it's financial issues and they want to put somebody on the financial side, they can't do it, because they are prescribing to them that they must be somebody with laboratory professionals. And I don't think it's appropriate to do that. That's the second concern that one has. And then the third and the last concern is their rejection of Section 25. Why must we want the minister to go to court when there's already a provision for the minister to act when things are not going well by dissolving the board in terms of 10A? Why must he go to court? I don't understand the logic around that. But because of the arrangement in terms of how you must deal with the processes of this process when you're not agreeing that we are not allowed to amend it, I thought you'll also deal with the rules. What the rule says from here until to how we must process this process. The rules in terms of 311 says you can't amend this as this portfolio committee. We either agree or disagree, and then we go back to the house and report that we have agreed or we have not agreed. Then if you don't agree, then there must be mediation. And because of that, and we don't know how long the mediations will take, and parliament will prolong to next month. So there's a bigger picture here of dealing with the challenges of NHLS. I will then propose that we accept the amendment, regardless of the reservations we have, so that we enable the bigger picture of financial sustainability and stabilization of NHLS to take place, because if we don't, we might not be able to pass the NHLS, and therefore we leave it still in the mess that it is, and it will take, and if after elections this we have not passed the list, it will then relapse, and then it have to be starting afresh, and the new six, the legislature will have to, the parliament will have to start afresh as if nothing has happened, because they can't work on the basis of where we left. So that's my proposal, Chair. Thanks.
I've noted you, Honorable Wilson,
Thank you, Chair. Sorry for the inconvenience. There are two issues that I have. I think it's the one on the dissolution of the board, that six members, from up to six members, and I'm concerned as to what is it necessary to have that particular clause there. Given the fact that we have serious challenges with boards, will we not sit with a situation where some members may end up making the board ungovernable? You understand, a group of people, and then be open to the situation where that you'd want to be now employed or come back into the board after you put in a new board. So I'm just worried whether it's necessary to even put anything there about six members. Not that I'm not saying that some of them that might be competent may should not be given that opportunity again, but I'm wondering whether it is necessary to have that. Now the other issue is in terms of the labour. And we all know, and it says from organized labor, you need a representative. What mechanism are you going to choose to decide who we organize? Because remember, organized labor has got different unions, different bodies. I don't know how you're going to basically, you know, get them. But in principle, I think, you know, this is it's going to have a massive positive impact. And I would, you know, in line with that, I would support it. If you could just, you know, look into those issues, because you don't want to have hiccups later on. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going back to what my colleague, Mr. Marasella, said just now with regards to that particular clause, Clause 5. I'm 100% in agreement with it. It is a national body. There's nothing in this that prescribes how provincial representation will be done, who will cluster them, what is the rotational basis. I also have the same concerns as both on who prescribes which organised labour organisation. Now, what I will not support, though, is saying, well, let's just let it go through so that things can continue. It's right or it's wrong, Chair, and if it's wrong, it must be amended and it must be corrected. Because to have to come back and alter a whole bill again in a short while, because this is not right, is going to be time-consuming, it's going to get messy. This situation is going to get very messy from day one. I believe that it must be taken out, reassessed, but certainly the Select Committee's recommendations must be taken out, or have very strict clarity as to how this is going to be done, how they're going to be clustered, what is the rotational basis. We either do it right the first time, or we don't agree to it at all, and quite frankly, I would oppose that. Thank you.
We have been listening to Ms. Lutz and the views of the members in the committee, and there are two areas which I do think that with the difficulty that is there, that we'll have to look into that. So that we don't find ourselves, just for a reminder, we don't find ourselves in a messy situation around the issue of National Health Laboratory Services, where the department had to be, had a irregular expense, not because of their own making, but because of the challenges in the National Health Laboratory Services, which were then going to affect the sector and subsequently affect the entire the country. I need not be educating people about what NHLS is doing. Because if it were to allow to collapse at that particular time, would have been in a very difficult situation as the country in relation to what then becomes the role and the responsibility of the National Health Laboratory Services. And I think Honorable Mahlalela was trying to put it at the bigger picture. So I understand that it's about, we will have to, what should I, yes, we do have reservations. I'm listening to members are saying we do have reservations, the issue of rotation, the issue, which brings in another issue that is more touching into the issue of the constitution, that, you know, the concurrence, the role of provinces, and all that. But the bigger picture here, in my view as a chair, is that how then do we ensure, as the committee, that the National Health Laboratory Services do what it's then supposed to be doing? The National Health Laboratory Services, the staff, I'm just lacking a better word, DG and honorable members, because people were leaving. There was no sense. What's the correct sense? Yes, that word that I can't pronounce. Come again. Well, it's a Queen's language. I wanted to speak Xhosa. Yeah, I wanted to speak my Xhosa. So, with the challenges or with the reservations that we are having, I think that we'll have to put, because I remember the National Department of Health at the time when we were opening our eyes, but how can we have this? And the department said what was in front of us was about, should we allow the country, the health sector to collapse in the country because of money that is not being there? Remember, the bill, among other things, is also to ensure that the people that are to do what they are supposed to do, and monies are coming in a manner that they are then supposed to come in, and then there is normality in the sector. Yes, you wouldn't, when you are correcting a situation, you do have some little bit of some hiccups. I just want to check with members. I think there's an agreement that fine, there are this, but the bigger picture is that that institution, that entity, must do its work with a board that is then going to be able to function. So that is what honourable members, I would appreciate. The questions that we are then asking in terms of the rotation, why don't we then, as the process, I hear what Honourable Wilson is saying. It's easy to say that, but with the history and with the history of the challenges of the National Health Laboratory Services, do we want to take that risk of allowing that institution to, because of representation, because of rotation, because of taking the court must be, do we really want to allow that institution to collapse? So I do think that if I hear Honourable Mahlahla, Honourable Imam Sheikh supported Honourable Mahlalela, so I see there's another round of. Do you want to come again? Yeah, before we want to. Thank you, Tunabria. We want to check here the department.
Thank you, honourable members. May I thank members for responding to the draft that has been presented by the select committee. Indeed, we we actually struggled with the provision, because remember initially we had a problem with regard to the provincial participation in the NHLS. Firstly, because one, the problem of appointment, the process of nomination is initiated by the minister, and the MECs nominate officials who must serve. So those nominations, we actually did an analysis over a period as to when the nominations are done, when people get appointed, and so on. So this is the first problem. Normally, the nominations are late, and so on. So the second is non-attendance of meetings. And this affects the functioning of the board, in that sometimes they don't correctly, as described by Honorable Mahlalela. This has been an ongoing problem. And I think if you recall, what we're introducing was to not make a reference to provinces, but it was a battle. I think the select committee, and even through the hearings, public hearings in different parts of the country, there were these sentiments that they would like to have some form of representation, somebody who can present the view of the province as to how the service has been run and so on. So I think the fallback position was to have three. But the problem with three was, then how would you select the three? And what would be the basis? So I think it was a debate, and I agree that this is a difficult area, and we agree with the Honorable. The second one about the union, actually, we've got two problems. If you look at the cross-referencing between the section that where the minister consults institutions, it's the one that refers to the appointment of a National Department of Health official, and secondly, a CHE appointment, as well as the Department of Science and Technology. Those are the three. And E is with regard to labor. And we debated this, because we were saying, if you want a labor representation, you don't necessarily have to specify the skills. And we didn't think that linkage between the appointment and the skills should be necessarily applied to the labor representative. Even for the three, the CHE, when we're discussing, sometimes you may get a scientist or maybe a researcher or an academic from CHE who may not necessarily be a health professional or even a laboratory professor, but a scientist. So we thought it was limiting. So we tried to explain, hence the proposal to have that deleted initially. So it was on both fronts. The last one that Honorable refers to, we had suggested a deletion. They want it back, and the view was that they think it serves a different purpose. And the argument was that the provisions allow for the minister to intervene in the event that the board does not perform, or there are things that go wrong in board. So if we do that, we strip the powers of the minister to intervene. I think these were presented, but we agree fully with the portfolio committee's sentiments.
Honorable Maisel, your hand was up.
I just wanted to say that for the common, for the good of the nation and the people out there, it's better to pass this and hope that if there is any amendment, it will be in the sixth parliament somewhere, if they think things don't work, rather than just say the sixth parliament start afresh, and by this time in 2020, they will still be facing the same problems, and things would have fallen apart. So we are here to weigh which side we should err on, And if it's for the common good, let us do it instead of saying we are going to have a perfect fit, everything falling in line. Then the labor starts arguing which one they want. Then the other one starts arguing on the other side how many clusters you are going to have. We are not going to get that. But I think all things being said and done, we can live with all those amendments to get it done.
I think that is what we are putting in slots with all the areas that have been raised, but in the main is that just on a simple term, it's not about what we want, it's about what then the country needs, DG, and enabling the National Department of Health to ensure that a patient in the public health institution doesn't come once or twice or thrice for a blood test, microculture insensitivity. It must be redone. That is the thing that we know as we are conducting, among other things. So it that's why I'm just putting it blindly without any fear or favor of contradiction, that it's not about what we want. It's about what the country and the people of this country, with those that are in public hospitals. Majority of us attend private hospital, we are taking a blood culture now. In 2 hours it's done, because it's a private hospital they've got. But those that are unable, worse in the rural areas, even in the urban areas. So I'm labeling on this in a very concern, and that's why I reminded members about the irregular expenditure of the National Department of Health that was all over. But it took that decision, which was AG said this is wrong, but the National Department says, but the country was going to be in a crisis, so you have to wait. So, honourable members, I think we are done. We will then get the process, the report. Can we, is it ready? So that we then get a formal mover and a second. The portfolio committee on health having considered the National Health Laboratory Service Amendment Act, Bill 15D-17, National Assembly Section 76, amended by the National Council of Provinces and referred to the committee report that it has agreed to the bill. Can we get a mover? Honourable Wilson?
Just for the record, Chair, I'm reserving judgment on this issue at the moment until I have discussed it with my caucus. Thank you. Okay.
Honourable Imam Sheikh?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Considering the facts before me, I'm quite satisfied that this is in the interest of the people. Interest in this particular instance, this amendment will do a lot of good. Looking at the pros and cons, as a result, the National Freedom Party proposes that this amendment be accepted. Thank you.
Can we get a second? Honourable Chambegwe. Put it.
Okay. I'm also going to consult and I reserve my judgment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Maisel.
I move that, I second the move that the bill be agreed upon.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think that was the only agenda item for the day. until we, and thank you very much, Ms. Stutz. I will understand that in the department it was not a very easy road to travel, but we're here, and thank you very much. Our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
I'm going to go to the next one. So, but how would you then propose that we...
You know, I haven't organized since I was COE, but right now, if you speak to anyone, any NI, welcome to go and ask any NI. We have so many problems, and patients coming back.
I'm not sure. But I think I'm not sure. Sure, this is not long.